That was Southwest Florida LGBT artist Duke Stamina and his mom, Kiki Lane, who dropped by our studios in August. You can catch Kiki performing at Cruisers Lounge in Cape Coral on October 14th. Duke Stamina's visual art is currently on display in a gallery exhibition at the Doss Co-op Gallery in Fort Myers titled Beyond the Tattoo. That exhibition will be up through October 6th. Duke and Kiki also perform regularly at Howe Gallery in Fort Myers. And for our final segment of today's edition of Gulf Coast Live, we're currently past the midway point of National Hispanic Heritage Month, which runs from September 15th through October 15th. In honor of those of Hispanic heritage here in Southwest Florida, WGCU reporters Andrea Perdomo and Rachel Iacovone are putting together a week-long series of stories featuring the voices and perspectives of local Latinos from across the region, from all sorts of professions, genders, and backgrounds. Those stories are airing during weekdays on Morning Edition at 8:45 a.m. and during All Things Considered at 5:45 p.m. Today we hear the story of a woman whose history led her to a career in finance with Lee County.
Hi, my name is Lucy Maldonado. I am proud to be a Hispanic American. Hispanic Heritage Month really means that we can reflect back on the values of our community, the values of our diverse culture, and just the smiles and the memories and the food, the laughter, the playing of dominoes, the upbringing of children, the core values of hardworking Americans bringing forth into the community. My mother, Lucy Cuevas, and my father, Santos Cuevas, both are Puerto Rican. My father passed away when I was 16. My mother will be 80, God willing, in January, and she is our queen. I have two children, Adriana and Angel Maldonado, and I am the fiscal manager for Lee County Board of County Commissioners. I started off this career as a cashier about 17 years ago, and now I'm the fiscal manager. So through hard work and devotion and the values that my Puerto Rican parents instilled in me as a child, I was able to succeed. My father was a strict man, but he actually moved down because the doctors told him he had a year to live. And we decided we would, as a family, move to Florida. When we moved down to Florida, it was a bit difficult for my mother because in New York, everybody kind of spoke Spanish. But in Lehigh, that just wasn't the case. So I can remember as a child, we spoke a lot of English to our mother trying to kind of teach her. We actually made labels all around the house to guide her and teach her the language. My father actually lived for 13 additional years after the doctor gave him his 1 year life to live. So when I was 16, he passed away. And then 2 months later, my brother tragically passed away. Financially, our family was devastated. So it was mom with three girls, young girls, all in high school. So me and my sisters, we band together. We went to odd and end jobs. I can even remember selling candy out of my pocketbook. And we just made it work. Mom always taught us that you had to work hard. You had to work hard if you wanted to succeed in life. Seeing us financially distraught really kind of geared me into the position where I'm in today, which is the fiscal manager for the Visitor and Convention Bureau. My son Angel and my daughter Adriana, they are given the blessing of my mom caring for them while I'm working. She instills that same philosophy of hard work, devotion, care, helping others without ever expecting anything in return. She is 79 years old and volunteers every Friday at her church to hand out food to the people that need within our community in Lehigh Acres. She's just an inspiration. She's an inspiration to me, to my children, to our family. I think family is one of the truest core values that Hispanics have. You know, we bond together at the most difficult time and we lift each other up. We are happy when we succeed and we respect one another. Overall, being Hispanic motivates other Hispanics to grow within the community, within their roles, they'll ask you, so what did you do? How did you get here? And that's when you sit down and you explain to them, you know, the core values that we have as Hispanics. They just need to pull from that and bring it forward to succeed in their careers. So I hope I do the same thing for my children so that they can see that hard work, dedication definitely does pay off in the long run.
That was Lucy Maldonado, the fiscal manager of the Lee County Board of County Commissioners Visitor and Convention Bureau. Her story was produced by WGCU's Rachel Iacovone. In honor of National Hispanic Heritage Month, WGCU is featuring a week-long series of stories, like the one we just heard, featuring voices and perspectives from Southwest Florida's Latino communities. Those stories are airing each weekday during Morning Edition at 8:45 a.m. and during All Things Considered at 5:45 p.m. That's all the time we have for today's edition of the program. Our show was produced by Rachel Iacovone and myself. Our director is Richard Chenqui. Our social media coordinator is Tara Callaghan. Gulf Coast Live is made possible through the generous support of the Elizabeth B. McGraw Foundation. For now, thanks for listening. I'm John Davis. This is WGCU-FM, Fort Myers, 90.1, WMKO Marco Island, 91.7 FM, NPR for Southwest Florida.